Joining us in the studio today, we've got the Honorable Mayor of Mountain Home, Hillary Adams, is here, and Heather Loftus is here to ask him a few questions. Good morning to both of you.
Honorable. Should I start addressing you as Honorable Mayor?
No, I'll tell you what you need to start addressing me. If anything, it's very hot. Very hot outside.
Right now. My goodness.
And no relief inside, according to what I saw.
I think it's going to be hotter next week.
Yeah, next week's going
to
be a lot tougher.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything. I was thinking this morning, where could you go this time of year that's nice and cool?
Buffalo City?
Maybe. Yeah, it's going to be cooler down there. It's always 20 degrees cooler there for sure. So, you wouldn't have to go very far to get to Buffalo City. But it is definitely miserable outside right now and will be next week.
Hey, Kim was going over the birthdays earlier, and you said there's a big one tomorrow.
There is. You know, there's a legend has a birthday tomorrow. And, you know, I walked in and I just heard you going over your birthday list there, and it made me think of it. Tomorrow is the legendary Lester White's birthday.
Oh, my heavens.
And, I don't know if y'all got any, like, prizes you give away on birthday or anything, but definitely need to put old Lester in a drawing. And, I want to make sure I had an opportunity to wish him happy birthday, but everybody that hears this as well, because no doubt everybody knows Lester.
How old is he going to be? Do you know?
I want to say the first number has a 7 and the last one has an 8, but it may be double sevens. I'm not real sure. So I'm not going to say anything other than that. It could be double sevens or 7 ending in an 8.
You're
I'm
saying
not sure.
His ERA is pretty high right now.
It is. It's on up there, and they just wrapped up another American Legion season and got done with that and got that over with. And, he played, I think this year, did I not see a report, 1800th game he got in and coaching that. And, that's the reason I call him the legendary Lester White, because there is no other, I promise you. I don't know if there's enough room in Mountain Home for another either. Right there.
The legendary Lester White, the Honorable Mayor Hillary Adams. We got it all this morning. You have a city council meeting tonight, sir.
We do. Not a huge list of items tonight.
A lot of
we
ordinances.
We do have one, that we're anxious to get done tonight, and this is something that council had to approve a resolution to apply for that outdoor recreation grant. And I remember one time when I first started coming in here and doing these monthly shows, the gentleman that used to sit in this room with me, Mr. Bob Knight, told me one day, he said, they got these outdoor grant programs from state parks, and Mountain Home's never in that, Mayor. You need to get into that. I remember him sitting in this room telling me that, and we did. Mm-hmm. We've been very successful with that. And we're going after a grant this time, Heather, that will take the fishing pond at McCabe Park, build a deck completely around the levee, I think with 5 fishing piers that go out into the lake, and those will all be ADA accessible, a new parking lot, and it's just going to be a huge addition to McCabe. And it's a pretty major project. A lot of that will be going on late this fall, early next spring, and we definitely need this grant from them again.
If any of our listeners haven't been out there, I tell you, I walk out at that ASU trail as often as I possibly can, and I will tell you, there are always people out there fishing. I absolutely love to see it, because a lot more often than not, it's little kids with a grandparent or someone, and you can just see the joy and hear the squeals when they catch. It's just a lot of fun. It's such a great opportunity right here in the city of Mountain Home.
Right in the middle of town. And, we had that Casting for Kids event out there this year, and that's for children with special needs, and had that. We'll have our fishing derby coming up this fall. And, that's been out there a while. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to some of the work that we're doing out there and trying to make this thing more ADA accessible to Parks Director Dan Baxley. When Dan got here, he came out of a program in Benton, and they were all about ADA accessible parks and activities, and we were lacking in that, no doubt. And after his first fishing derby, he told me, he said, "Mayor, we got a little problem out there," and he starts telling me about the problem. And my first response is, we've had this derby for 10 or 15 years now, we hadn't had any issues. How can we have a problem all of a sudden. He told me about the issue with accessibility. Mm-hmm. And so we've had the RDOT grant we got last year that we'll be starting on this fall, we hope. And then if we get this recreation grant, you're going to see some major improvements to that area, McCabe.
And ASU's installing solar lighting around the path. Is that correct?
They are on the ASU side. They already, if I understand things right, they may already have theirs under contract. Mm-hmm. And then with our grant that we got from RDOT, there'll be solar lighting on our piece as well. We haven't gone to the design phase.
I need some lights because it's hot. I gotta wait till it's dark.
With great big fans up there on them, you know, like you walk through one of these big theme parks somewhere and they got these big, huge fans. We need something like that up there. But that's a cool area back there. And the backside of that, that's now known as the Shirley Baker Nature Trail. And you got that big bluff alongside of you.
You still got a bunch of trees down there from the tornado.
We do, and we'll get them cleaned up one of these days. That's just hadn't been too far up on the list right now. As long as we get
it's scenic
the park,
right now, it just adds to the scenery.
And we can get to the trail where you can get through there, and people use it all the time.
All the time.
There's always somebody on it.
They're still working constantly over for the new community center. It's right around the bend.
Right, that's right.
The Shirley Baker's Trail.
You know, they walk up there, and you know, there's so much work going on in that activity now. And I know some of them walk that trail. I really advise not, just because of the construction traffic in and out of there.
You've got it closed off. You got some more.
We do.
Up there.
We'll get it closed off and try to keep it closed. But every now and then somebody gets a little bit, you know, what are those for? And they're curious and they got to go around them. But, you know, just be aware there is a lot of traffic out there right now. A whole lot of activity. Speaking of the project out there, unless something fails Monday, we'll set the very first piece of steel going up. So that's on the gymnasium side of it right there. So pretty excited to see that starting to come out of the ground and go up right come Monday.
Are you, we still going to jump off a diving board on a Labor Day weekend?
Bob Bodenhammer is. I don't do jumps into it, but Bob's going to take the first dive off the indoor pool, which is dug now. They've got the pool dug, and I would expect probably within the next week start forming the floor of that and putting the piping and stuff in. And yes, Bob takes the first dive when we open that. But the condition is he's got to do it in his Speedo like he wore in high school on the high school swim team.
Do they have those? And do they have Speedos?
He's probably
back
still
then?
Got his because I wore them back in the day, you know. But if not, I think we'll probably find him one somewhere.
Tell us about street projects coming up as we kind of look towards the fall and into the fourth quarter. I know y'all have big plans.
We've wrapped up or in the process. We'll start milling, I believe, or overlaying next week 10th Street down by Guy Berry School. We've already got that milled down, so we're going to overlay that from Guy Berry down to College Street. We're fixing to overlay 6th Street, Foster, and Bryant. We've had a lot of work going on in that area, mm-hmm. replacing water lines. And we finished the dig out on that. We're getting the base set right now. Probably in 2 weeks we'll be ready to overlay all that with that construction. We've got a crew now out in Carlisle Highlands. We had a project out there that's been needed for a while, so we got a crew out there working in Carlisle. And then we're in the process of starting in the early stages of a project behind Harps on Redbud.
Oh, yeah.
Going from like...
It's a good little cut through.
Yeah, right there. So we're going to start rebuilding that road and putting in a sidewalk and drainage right there, too. We've already getting some work going, but it hadn't got wide open yet there.
All right. Mayor, yeah. We appreciate the update.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, and get it cool next week, Kim.
Not much I can do about it, Mayor. I'd love to, but doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No.
Going to be looking at 98 as we head into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Probably some heat advisories as well. So good luck with that.